This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Yesterday, I talked about the reality of rising federal budget deficits, and politicians are going to be looking for additional sources of revenue to keep the government running. They will notice that more than a quarter of all the wealth in America is held by Americans over age 70. Over the next quarter century, there will be at least $84 trillion transferred. About $11 trillion will go to philanthropic endeavors. The remaining more than $70 trillion will be transferred to heirs. Most of this wealth has been earned, and Americans who earned it should be able to decide what happens to it. But a government starved for revenue will see this as another source of government income. All politicians would need to do is raise estate taxes and raise capital gains taxes so more money will flow into the federal government. The trick will be to convince Americans that these policy changes will only affect the rich. It is a variation of the tax the rich slogan we talked about yesterday. But here's the catch. Most of the $84 trillion is not in the hands of the super rich. In her recent book, Carol Roth has a chapter on the upcoming wealth heist. She runs the number on the top 11 wealthiest individuals in America, like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, whose collective estimated wealth is about $1.2 trillion. That is a significant amount of wealth, but it's merely a fraction of the trillions that will be transferred by upper-class and middle-class Americans. We're talking about many Americans who don't even think of themselves as wealthy who'll be transferring stocks, bonds, farms, businesses, and other assets to their children and grandchildren. Once again, you can see this is a variation of the tax the rich, which will ultimately tax in many more Americans than you might have imagined. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.